Hello, and welcome to the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast, your weekly 7-minute biblical leadership lesson. This series is called Leading People into Financial Freedom. We hope you will find it helpful in your financial growth. If you would like to listen to past episodes or to download the notes, please go to www.outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership. Now, here's today's episode.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. We're working through a series called Leading People into Financial Freedom. Talking about finance, and it's such a critical topic. And for leaders, it's a big job for us to try and bring people into financial freedom. Now, we're on part six. Part five and six is a 1 and 2 part where we're looking specifically into the area of generosity. So if you didn't miss last week's episode, why don't you go back, listen to the first part of generosity, part one. But the big idea is simply that when money is given in the kingdom of God, it becomes seed sown. Money given equals to seed sown. And seed is a beautiful thing. Seed means there's potential inside. A seed is not dead. It carries potential life. When it finds the right environment, it'll germinate and produce a great harvest. And so the topic that we want to look at today is simply this then, is how do we sow in a way to maximize our harvest, creating those right environmental conditions to produce maximum growth and germination. So I want to read to you a well-known passage, 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 to 14, Paul speaking to the church, and he says, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. That's what we looked at last week. Each of you should give whatever you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it's written, they have freely scattered their gifts to the poor, their righteousness endures forever. Now, he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. I love that. But really what I want to take from this kind of level of thinking is this whole sowing and reaping. That's not finance language. That's farming language. And the big idea is in the kingdom of God, we've got to move from finance thinking to farming thinking. The best way to grow our finances is to think like a farmer. And so actually, that's exactly what I did. I was away with a couple of pastors and some of them were farmers. And so I actually just said to them, help me to think like a farmer. I don't have any farming kind of background. So what does it mean to think like a farmer? And here's a couple of things. We've got five of them, five little points about what does it mean to think like a farmer. And the first is simply this, and this came straight from the farmer, straight away, soil preparation. Brent, prepare the soil properly, soil preparation. And I suppose the Bible speaks, Jesus used parables about, remember when he sowed the seed and some seed fell on the hard path and some seed fell on rocky ground and some on thorny, weedy ground and some on good soil. So clearly, soil quality is a very important ingredient. And it's about the quality of our heart. And where you sow your financial seed is super important. And biblically, for example, I believe there's different qualities of soil. What Paul was talking about here is actually apostolic giving, sowing finance into apostolic ministry, sowing your finance into the extension of the gospel is better seed than maybe giving it to your favorite charity or something. Nothing wrong with your favorite charity, but it seems biblically different seed creates a different environment that can grow differently. So money to the extension of the gospel is great. Ministry to the poor and the needy in the life of the church, that's great soil. Taking care of parents and grandparents. Paul specifically wrote to Timothy. He said, as believers, we should repay our parents and grandparents. So when it's specifically commanded in Scripture, we can know that's good soil. So sow finances into good soil. Second, the farmer said to me, is your seed quality. Not all seed is the same. Invest in buying good seed because good seed will produce a better harvest. So not all giving is equal. It seems from what we read in that passage, he said, because God loves a cheerful giver. In other words, the seed becomes better seed when it's given from the right heart. If it's given out of manipulation, control, fear, or if it's given grudgingly or bitterly, I wish I didn't have to, but I suppose I need to give something. That seems to nullify the potential of the seed. But when seed is literally given from a place of worship, I want to give, I want to be a good steward, the more generously out of a place of willingness and cheerfulness, it seems to boost the value and power of that seed. So sow finances with the right heart. The third one, and this is the farmer was adamant, don't skimp on the fertilizer. Fertilize well. Fertilizer is soil food. It feeds the soil, and the more fed the soil is, the more the seed will actually be able to draw in those nutrients and grow. And what does it mean then for you and I, how do we feed the soil of our faith? I love what it said in verse number 11. It said, you will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. That's a promise right there. That's a promise. Listen to me carefully again. This is a promise from the Word of God. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. We feed the soil of our faith through the Word of God and the promises of God. We need to take these kind of verses and meditate on them. What about Luke 6, verse 38? Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Yeah, it's a promise. Now, the fertilizer is literally feeding the soil of our faith through the promises of God. And if right now you're struggling through a difficult financial season, you're wrestling with God about trying to take the first steps of giving and being generous, fertilize the soil, feed it with the promises of God, because the Word produces faith inside of us. God will always be generous. He will generously fill whatever measure you use, whether you bring God a little cup of giving, a tiny measure of generosity, or a bigger cup or a swimming pool, whatever measure you use, God will generously fill it, because that's who our God is. Let me land quickly. Point number four is water quality. A farmer said, not all water is the same. And sometimes we need to supplement the rain because the pH is not always what it should be. Life of the Spirit, that's what we're talking about. And it's worship. It's allowing the Holy Spirit to refresh us in those moments as you're trusting for greater return on what you've sown. It's the water of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we want to give by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we want to worship you and trust that the life of the Spirit will produce great harvest. Rain might come in times of corporate worship, but that might not be enough. Sometimes it's our daily times, just worshiping the Lord and enjoying His presence. Water is the seed through worship. Or rather, we water the seed through worship and not worry. And then lastly, he said, don't fall into the trap of trying to dig up your seed to test if it is growing. Trust the Lord. And I love that. It's the temptation I can imagine for a farmer. Is just dig a little bit. Are the seeds growing yet? Don't. You'll damage the seed. Leave it and trust the Lord. Trust is the process. Trust in the process and don't give up. God is faithful. Let me ask you a couple of questions as we end off there. Number one, do you have any testimonies of sowing and reaping? Tell the story or meditate on what God has done in the past. Remember, testimonies of the past give faith for the future. Ponder on those. Of the 5 points of thinking like a farmer, which of them stands out to you the most? And why do you think that is? And then number three, if you are in a financial mess right now, start to think like a farmer and plan out how you are trusting to grow your finances kingdom style. Make a plan, commit to it, and trust the Lord. So there we have it, thinking like a farmer. I really hope that this series is helpful for you. We've got a couple more episodes coming around financial freedom. So until next week, God bless you, and then bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Remember, if you'd like the notes that come along with this episode or any one of our past episodes, you can visit outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership, where you can see all our past episodes, all the resources and notes that go along with this. Until next time, keep growing.